On Wednesday, Democratic candidate for governor Lupe Valdez spoke at a Dallas park about keeping families together after they are detained at the U.S. border. Her speech was broadcast live on her candidacy Facebook page, where it was viewed hundreds of times. Here's a quick excerpt.
And to separate us from our family and be told, because of some policy, I'm never going to be able to see my parents or my child again is inhumane.
Valdez, a former Dallas County sheriff and Latina lesbian, is running against Republican Greg Abbott for the Texas governor's seat in November. Governor Abbott has millions of dollars stockpiled in his campaign war chest. Shortly after she won the Democratic runoff, it was reported in May that Valdez owes back property taxes on some of her properties. She reportedly owes more than $12,000 in two counties. She has since begun making payments on the tax debt. Interestingly enough, Abbott also spoke out against the Trump administration policy of separating families detained by immigrations and custom enforcement officers. During a television interview at the state's Republican convention last weekend, the incumbent governor said the separation of families was horrible.
Well, listen, this is horrible, and this rips everybody's heart apart about what's going on. And the president actually was talking about it this morning, that even he was ripped apart by what's going on. And he was at him, and he said, listen, if the Democrats would agree with him right now, they could pass a law today that would end the ripping apart of these families.
On Wednesday, after days of saying he couldn't change his own administration's policy, the president signed an executive order that would end all future family separations. But the future was unclear for the 2,300 separated children since the policy went into effect in May, and if and when they would be reunited with their parents in detention. Many of these children are between the ages of 3 months and 5 years old. Meanwhile, this week, in news concerning the heated seat for the U.S. Senate, pitting incumbent Ted Cruz against El Paso Congressman Beto O'Rourke, both candidates also spoke out against the child separation. O'Rourke led a Father's Day march to visit a detention tent city near El Paso. Cruz came out on Tuesday and said he'd propose new legislation that, among other things, would stop the practice of separating families. A day later, the president reversed course on the family separation issue, although it is unclear how or when families and children will be reunited. This story was written by Brandon Moeller for The People's News.